Chicago this laser, get a snowstorm on laser. So in other words,
so Xiaomi, so the Mattea of Xiaomi,
the Ashkocha parties work directly. It doesn't operate through the framework of the laws of nature. And then Panose, I mean, that is more obvious than anything else. So, as the Goyim points out, and they're also in two words, in other words, if, let's say, the situation would be that someone who is very smart,
who has a very high IQ, would be a millionaire, and someone who has a very low IQ, and who is more than dull, and more than stupid, would be pauper.
So then you could say that Parnose conforms to certain laws,
I don't know what kind of laws, not laws of physics,
laws of sociology, laws of, I don't know what laws of psychology, laws of business, laws,
all right, economics, laws. But we see many times that the men like the Eben Ezra,
who certainly had a very high IQ,
was a pauper and never made a living.
And we find stupid people, without mentioning the names, everyone knows them. So, who are millionaires, so you must come to the obvious conclusion.
To the obvious conclusion
that the Parnose, that Ashkocha Protis, in respect to part in the realm of Parnose, does not operate through a Shliach. The Mafteach of Parnose, he was not turned over. Was not turned over to Israel.
So, the Ashkocha Protis, so operate directly.
So that's the reason as to why men like Eben Ezra was a head to ask every day in order to be able to eat.
Never made a living. And stupid people and even wicked people.
So, and they are millionaires. So what is the reason?
The Ashkocha has a reason. We don't know the reason. But Ashkocha has a reason.
So the Ashkocha Protis operates directly.
Not through the medium of a Shliach. Not through the medium of laws of nature.
All right. So I think this is the pshat here.
Now, so he says,
so the Gemara in Taini says that only three areas were not
the key was not only in three areas the key, the Mafteach was not the Shliach.
But Gula is not mentioned. Apparently,
even in respect to Gula, of course, the ultimate Gula will not be,
I mean the
finalization of Gula
will not be realized through the framework of nature.
And I mean according to
the Rambam says, I mean that even the finality of Gula
will not involve
any shinu in the Chokei
HaTev. The Rambam says in the book. But
let's assume that the
finality of Gula will involve the shinu in the Chokei
HaTev. So only the finality of Gula, but that doesn't mean that the whole process of Gula has to involve the shinu Chokei HaTev, on the contrary. So the major part
of the process of Gula, so as the Midrash points out,
Kime, what does it mean, Kime? It means to the medium of the world of nature. So, in other words, so the Rebbeinu Shalom instilled the Machshove. I mean, what?
The Rebbeinu Shalom instilled a Machshove Toivo in Keresh, that he should grant a license
to the Jews to go to Babel. And the Rebbeinu Shalom instilled the Machshove Toivo in Lord Balfour. And unfortunately, I mean, the secular Zionists did not take advantage of this Machshove Teiva problem. So the Ashkocha operates through the medium of nature, to the laws of nature. Laws of human nature.
So that's Gula. Mashenkin Parnose operates
directly, not through the medium of nature. So that's why he says, Koshrim is a nice of Shalotom Yisam Nagolo. The Yilu Mikulo Ksiva Malach HaGoyo is in Nagolo. There is a Malach, there is a messenger.
To bring about
certain stages in war. Malav Almed, he would be famous, because it wasn't turned over to Malach, the messenger. The Omar of Shem Alayim, Bishor Shomach of Tvoruch Lirodo, Vikeitz Vidarada, Tatsniach Lo, Zol Dein of Moir, Omar of Omo, Ribbei Bishor Lirom, Amid Hamei Rehechel Dein Sechel. Ezekiel was hurt of the Moishness. I mean, he and the Hamei, they were both hit, I mean, the same thing. For the Hameir and for the Fodo. So he felt you humiliated. Jim Jomale, you say, as a techo techo lechem, miscalladai. And this Gemara is expressive of the significance and the sublimity of work. That work is a very sublime thing. Omer of Shimelokis, Ashreino imomadnu gorisheino. ועדיין מפרפינו בנהי וכך, לינן, איס ודידיו. So in other words, so that would you say, won't the guilt of it we have been, אשרינו אימו מדנו ברישי. We would be fortunate, according to this year, the אשרינו אימו מדנו ברישי. So actually it's not
אשרינו.
It's not אשרינו. But so the Ashrim is in subjunction. Had we adhered to the first thing, what is the first thing? The first thing is
Eisef Techal. Does anyone have the Chumash yet?
Ta'ala Tatsmiach, Biochanto es Eisef Asor. So the Rishema means Ketzid Alat Asmiach Loch, Yochautas is Vasod. Yochautas is Vasod. So according to this girl says, Rishema Loch says, Ashrein, Imo Madm Rishema. We would be fortunate had we held on to the first thing. In other words, to the hearing of the Esav Sod. In other words, according to this Gilsay, so Rav Shimon Lokish did not entertain the same point of view as Odom Rishon. Odom Rishon was very unhappy
by the fact that Yochaltas is Rasod.
In other words, it put him in the same level as the Hamei.
But Rav Shimon Lokish would be happy with it.
Ashreinu. It would be fortunate. Im
omadnu b'rishei.
Im omadnu b'rishei. In other words, he disagrees. It's a question of attitude. I mean, the more halacha is how one should feel. So, Odom Rishon felt that it's humiliating to eat the Eis of Asodeh together with the Chameir, to share with the Chameir and the Eis of Asodeh.
And Rav Shimon Lokish had an opposite point of view. The country, it's wonderful. It means what's wrong coming. So, Vadayim oi paltino minei yukachvim nisri dam. But we did not escape from that. Now, according to Shimon Lokish, it's a broche. I mean, of course, it's a klore, but I mean, most of the klores that were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to men, so are broches, turned out to be broches. Because when the Rebbe Shalom, most of the time, when the Rebbe Shalom curses men, so in the curse, there is a kernel of blessing. And it's up to men to channel, to convert this curse into blessing. So in other words, so he says, so apparently, according to Rav Shimon, according to this girl, say, Rav Shimon the Lokish holds, that this quality of the case is out of Atzmiach, the Chautas is Asodeh,
can be converted into a block. And we would be fortunate if it had been, if it would be like that. But it's not. We do not share with the Chameir. The Chameir has it much easier, the Chameir. The Chameir, so whether it works hard or it doesn't work hard, but he's always provided with food. But man, many times, he's not provided with food.
So that's why he said, Ashreinu im omadnu b'rishenu. Va'adayinu lo italpinu menei, ikachinu l'chlinan, mitzvah didam. He did not escape from this, because we still faith. Now the other guilty is, shelo yomadnu b'rishenu. Ashreinu, shelo yomadnu b'rishenu. In other words, according to this here, says Rav Shimon Lakish, agrees with the attitude of other Malishim. Ashreinu shelo yomadnu b'rishenu. But la'adayin lo italpinu menei, ikachinon mitzvah didam. Omar Rav Shimon Lishmei,
Koshim is an Esau, Shalodom Ketriyas Yamsu.
Yichzi, Meisen Lechem Lechol Boso. Vizom Lechlei, Regeze Yamsu Fitzor. Now what does it mean? Here the Gemara says in connection with Mizem, Panos, Ketriyas Yamsu. The Gemara in Seite, beginning of Pages in Seite, mentions the same thing in connection with the Bubi Shalodom. Kosher the Bubi Shalodom,
Ketriyas Yamsu.
Yes, Yamsu. And the Gemara says it in connection with the Shemek. I mean, people apply this Chazal in connection with the Chish. But the truth is that the more they apply it, it limits it to the Shemek.
The caution is the Buddhist order, the Chriyas Yamsu.
So, I think that there is
a remnant. I mean, it doesn't say it, but
in the case of Shamas,
there is a remnant. As to the real pshat of that Gemara.
Yeah, I mean, why is Koshin the Bubi Shalodom?
Ketriyas Yamsu.
And after the Bshayin, that is more spelled out.
Why after the Bshayin is Koshin?
Is the Bubi Shalodom is Koshin?
So it's Koshin, why after the Bshayin?
The answer is, what's the meaning of Koshin? We got back on the Bokho.
Ketriyas Yamsu was Koshin, we got back on the
Bokho. Why is Koshin was hard for the Bubi Shalodom to attend the Ketriyas Yamsu?
It wasn't any more difficult for Hakadosh Baruch Hu to affect Kriyas Yamsu than it was for Hakadosh Baruch Hu to create the whole world, the Ashram.
I mean, so what's the meaning of Hashem? So does this is Sham.
I think that there is a remnant to the Sham. That the Pshat of Hashem means that there was a moral dilemma in connection with Kriyas Yamsu. Why? Because Uzosh's son is rightly pleaded on behalf of the Egyptians. He said before Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Halo ilam zore, halo ilam zore."
So it was kosher in the moral sense. It involved the moral dilemma.
What was the justification for the perishing of so many human beings, and at the same time sparing all the Jews?
So if all the Jews had been tzaddikim, and all the Egyptians had been showing more rights, you could have said, but Allah, so what's the justification for it? So the Rebbe Shalom didn't give an answer. But of course, the answer is obvious. The same Maaseh Machshavah Tchila.
It was all, everything was justified because of the purpose.
Because of the purpose of, in order that there should be Knesset Yisrael, there should be, the ultimately, that the whole world should be sanctified. That was the justification. But there was a moral dilemma in Kriyas Yamsu. That's why it was kosher in Kala Kodesh. But the Rebbe Shalom decided, in spite of the moral dilemma, it has to take place. It has to take place. So the melee,
Dibuk Sheni also.
Because Dibuk Sheni, what does Dibuk Sheni mean? Dibuk Sheni means that one of the spouses, or both spouses, both. So, I mean, we're married already once. So how is it to get married again? So either
that one of the spouses, the mission died, or there was a divorce.
So in other words, so in Dibuk Sheni, it always takes place on the basis of misery and misfortune.
Either one of the spouses died, and the king died just in divorce, so that's also a tragedy.
So in other words, Dibuk Sheni involved the moral dilemma.
So that's the pshat. Koshim is the nature of Shalodom, the Kriyas Yamsu.
Yichzi, Meitzi Lech Lechol Boto, Yisom Lechlei, Meitzi Lech Yamsu Fizor.
In other words, it's because of the competition. I mean,
it's not
You don't have to be like that. I mean, if human beings had supported themselves morally, so that our mortal form would not be at the expense of the misery of others. But unfortunately, so the richness of one person is at the expense of the misery of the others, because of the exploitation of certain people, and of the cruelty of certain people. So in Malay, when a certain person has poverty, so it's causing the problem many times, the poverty of the person involved in the poverty.
So the literally is
that the one who is restrained or the
prisoner hastens to do so.
The one who is restrained in prison
hastens to do so.
And what one without should say,
we got a copy of the law.
In a number of places, Hadigel in Koku
appears to be that Chalomeo is also the Lochem the Reis.
Not in our work, but in the Hashem. He more than mentions Chukim, but in the Hashem you say that's not. But Rashi Shiti is
that in the Reis is in Reis.
So from this Rashi it's also Mashma, but
it's in Reis and it's Chite.
That Chalomeo is in the Reis. So Meila
is
in
שנאמר, מכירו את השליח את הישראל, הוא הוסיף בעשרי, לא הסיס השם השעור, הוא קביל בו עם נסת. So Rashi, that's the
But Rashi,
reads this expression,
הוא קביל בו עם נסת. מי בבאים אלו להסין עליהם, נכון למשתם על נסיסות. We don't have to resolve to eat Rashi על נסת. We see so itself, it lies there. שסעתי, Or maybe, are they made to be shame ashore? Shame ashore. Now, why don't you say it? So Rashi says, we don't have to resort to the Roshi of the Sashi, because without
it,
so it comes to the system. Now, what's the shame? Those who are terrorists, most of shame are terrorists, which come to
the Sashi. So that means,
it's not for the Moshe of Misasi, I will know, but why shouldn't I know? Isn't Sipo Lashon Hore implicit in Risiso? And if it's not implicit in Risiso, how could it be implicit in Risasi? Well, the answer is in the Frage. In Tolpa, as Misasi Lashon Hore is concerned, in Tolpa, as Meir and Shekel Chabele is concerned, so then, in Chaname, So it's implicit, it could be implicit to see, so we don't have to resort to the question of without. But the more the name is also Mikabe Roshnore. Mikabe Roshnore means it has the same word.
What is Mikabe?
In other words,
he acts. He doesn't have the same thing.
But in other words, he doesn't contradict it. So he's in Mikabe. In other words, a certain person
talks Roshnore against another person.
And you hear it, and you keep quiet, and you don't say anything against it,
you are a Mikabe Roshnore.
Yeah, I was not influential in the way that the peers
in that person,
even if in your heart, you feel that it's not true. If you act in such a way that the disciple
gets the impression that you are serving Rosh
So you are really not Rosh Hashanah.
I think that I'm one in Shmiras HaRosh says that.
So the Mele, without the Torah,
this is the reason why you have a shame.
Do accept the gifts of Kabbalah Sashi.
Because without the Torah of Sashi,
how could Kabbalah Sashi come?
Be implicit in the Sisa. Sisa was not yet.
But Kabbalah Sashi not enough. But Sashi, yes. Sashi means, in other words, you are giving. Because when somebody talks Sashi not before you, and you act in the way that the other fellow, the disciple, thinks, you know, that
you accept it,
and
you are part of that Rosh Hashanah. So you are giving him to continue in that,
to be part of the Rosh
Hashanah. So the melee, the Kabbalah's Rosh Hashanah
is implicit to his action.
But
the Rashbam holds that even the Kabbalah's Rosh Hashanah
is implicit to his action. We don't have to resolve to his action.
But there is another. Now, we can ask you a question.
Why does the Gemara
have to say?
Why does the Gemara have to say that
The Issa of Eid Sheker
is mentioned, is spelled out in the Lamb of Maseches HaKibros of the Son of the Rachel Sheker.
So why do we need a special posse? And then the Issa of Moshe is spelled out in the posse in the issue with the Chok of Amemo. That's the Azore of Moshe Moshe. So why do we have to resort to another posse of the Issa of Moshe Moshe?
So this led to connection with the Kabbalah Moshe Moshe, you know,
we get this thing. Because the Kabbalah Moshe Moshe was not
come within the Lab of the Issa of Moshe Moshe.
Only the Kabbalah Moshe Moshe comes within the Lab of the Issa of Moshe Moshe.
Not the Kabbalah Moshe Moshe. But the Gemara mentions here
the Sabbath of Shemora too, so you can say the reason is
why the Gemara mentions the Sabbath of Shemora in connection with the Sabbath of Shemora,
in connection with the Shekia,
is because of that penalty of all Ashmichel.
What? That is not implicit in the Rambam.
Of the Sabbath of Shemora,
or in the Rambam of Shemora of Shemora.
So how do we know that Rosh Hashanah is so severe,
such a serious offense, that whole Mashiachal is loving?
So
how do we know that?
Because of the smichus between Mashiachal Mashiachal and the law of Mishisa Shiva Shom. The law of Mishisa Shiva.
Mishisa Shiva Shom.
In other words, the Baal Mekol.
I don't remember being the same character, it's not so.
So he explains it. Why is it if somebody is the Sabbath of Shnore, why is all Mashiachal
with Robin? Why is the Robin?
Because the Torah says in connection with the Kelly, like Kelly Mashiachal is
not with the brain.
Because the Kelly has certain virus. The Kelly has the media of loyalty. The Kelly
is very loyal to his master. So the Kelly he realizes his potential. In other words,
the Rebbeinu Shalom
created every living creature with a certain potential.
So the Keller,
he was
created by God as a very loyal enemy,
the Keller. But it doesn't run counter to its nature. Mashiach, a human being, was created by God
in order to be devoted to other human beings. And then when he talks for Shinore, so in other words, so it means that it does not have to, it doesn't possess the media of loyalty and of gratitude, because no person can live by himself. No person is self-sufficient.
Even if he's the richest person, he's not self-sufficient.
In order to be able to live,
So he must help the population of other people. Now, if one person talks Lashonore against other people, that means he has no, he does not have the middle of gratitude.
Of the loyalty. Because if he had the middle of gratitude, he would understand that he couldn't exist
in this world without the population and the help of other people. And Roy Diamond is not grateful, he even has so much malice and talks against everybody.
So in other words,
he is not as nice as the Keller.
Because the Keller realizes the potential and what is expected of him.
The British created the Keller with the leader of loyalty,
and he fulfills it, the Keller.
Machine can human be. So the great show of created men, that men should be good and nice and devoted and altruistic, and instead he's malicious and vicious. So
that means that he
abuses the gift with which
the great show of endowed him.
So because it's all rational reform.
Oh, I get it. So that's
the reason why we have to resolve
to the possible citizenship shock.
But I think that even insofar as the issue of Misako Lashonore is concerned,
even in regard to the issue of Meir Shekhar,
there is something new implicit in the possible citizenship shock
that is not embraced
within the possible of Misako Lashonore in Shekhar or the love of Rishila Kokobanga.
Now, the Medrash Shabbos says, let's say you regard the Shabbos. The Medrash Shabbos says,
I think it's in Parshas Noson, the Medrash Shabbos, that the Issa of Lashonore applies to Nakamos.
Not only good as a bishop.
Even Nakam, who is not a good bishop, who was not the Kabbalah.
Now, so how
the Issa of Lashonore against Nakam, Lashonore against Nakam, could not come within the process of the Zile Chokh. The Alecho means
a Jew, I mean, couldn't come.
So within which love does it come?
I mean, Lashonore didn't get the Nako. So that's within the love of the Zile Chokh.
And then, at the beginning, I think that the beginning when he started to learn Zohar, in the
beginning of the year, so in the Sukhi of the Rupay, the beginning of Zohar,
so I mentioned that the Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yehuda, Shari Tshuva,
so he mentions the Nivupe
as a form of Lashonore. Nivupe certainly could not come within the law of the Zile Chokhmah Ba'alecho.
Nivupe means indecent talk.
But the law of the Zile Chokhmah Ba'alecho implies that you are not allowed to talk with Yusei Shel Chaveirei. With Yusei Shel Chaveirei. But Nivupe, where he doesn't talk against any person, just in this talk, all the talk,
without talking
with Yusei of Chaveirei. So, of course, usually when a person talks to Nivupe, so it's a mixture of Nivupe and Lashonore. But one could visualize Nivupe without with Yusei of Chaveirei. So, how does Chaveirei say that it comes with the Issa Lashonore? So the answer is, there are two Azoros of Lashonore. One Azoros of Lashonore is the love of Rishila Chokhmah. The love of Rishila Chokhmah is limited to
Yusei Shel Chaveirei. When you talk with Yusei Shel Chaveirei, and it only applies to Israel, Rishila Chokhmah. If you talk against a non-Jew, you're not even allowed to Rishila Chokhmah.
And then, there's another Issa of Lashonore that is implicit in the process of Rishila Chokhmah.
Rishila Chokhmah
is not limited only to musician Chaveirei. Lashonore, should be Lashonore. What does Lashonore mean? If you translate it literally, evil talk.
In other words,
any evil talk, whether the evil talk consists of talking the musician Chaveirei, or the evil talk consists of talking in the vulgar way. So, and when you talk with musicians, you say of a person. So it doesn't make any difference whether you talk with you say of a Jew or of a not. It's evil talk unless you have a purpose.
let's say, if you talk, let's say, the usage of a person in order to deter other people from falling prey to the influence, then sometimes it's a mitzvah to talk that way. But if you just talk the usage of a person, not for a purpose, just like that, because you enjoy talking to them too. So that's evil talk. So, and evil pay, vulgar talk is certainly evil talk. So anyway, every kind of lashnara in the sense of evil talk. So whether it involves Lusish of Hadele or not, so comes within the law of the Sisushim Hashem. And then, insofar as the law of Lusame Belach or each other is concerned. Now, suppose someone testifies falsely in the testimony in the moment, so in the process. So then he certainly is the law of the Sisushim Hashem or each other. But suppose the name testified falsely in the neighbors of in the Hakoda of Kirish Akhish. So say he can but say, hey, I may he can take to testify that he saw the moon on the 30th of the outgoing month, or on the 31st of the outgoing month. And it's a false testimony. So he's also either the Nisr of Inishekah. Can he be the law of the son of the Akhoi Chokya? Can he talk against any person? The son of the Akhoi Chokya means that you talk against the person, but when you are made a sheker in a chiddush, in Kiddush HaChiddush, you don't talk amine, for no person is the subject matter of the testimony. So you cannot behave in the law of the son of the Rachel in Chokya, only when you are making the moment in the process, when there is an sheker against a person. But when you are made in Sheker Nagoda of Kiddush HaChiddush, so it's not shy to say we started with Rav HaChokya, but he will be the love of the Sisha Shem. So in other words, so the spoke of the Sisha Shem Hashem, bearing respect to the Sheker, bearing respect to Rosh Nara, is much wider than the spoke of the Sisha Rav HaChokya or the spoke of the Sisha Shem Hashem. All right. This Gemara, it's very different according to what was mentioned previously. In other words, there are two kinds of Shvach Ridoy. There is the Shvach Ridoy of Allah Mitzrayim, which revolves exclusively around the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or, and it can be recited over any issue, over any list that is considered to be a hemshech or an unfolding of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like all the nisim that overtook the Jewish people in the course of the Vaishnishn or even Vaisheini, I mean, and that the Mesa Mashiach. So it's only hemshech of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Shvach Ridoye of Halal Mitzvah revolves around Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Shvach Ridoye, the Psikidism, that's also Shvach Ridoye, the general Shvach Ridoye, for the general Chasson. So now the Gemara of the Kashi, the Rimacha, the Halagodu, and Halagodu is also Shvach Ridoye. Halagodu, just like Nishmas. So is Shvach Ridoye, general Shvach Ridoye, for the general Chasson, the Kodesh Bo. And in the general Shvach Ridoye, Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned, because a Jew, when he gives rent to his general Shvach Ridoye from the general Chasonim, so he cannot forget that Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Mimele, so what is the purpose of the Halal Mitzvah? That's the most The Maracha means the Halal Godu, and the Halal Godu essentially is the Shvach Ridoye, general Shvach Ridoye, for the general Chasonim, and everyone, I mean, has to give general Shvach Ridoye for the Chasonim that he's the beneficiary. So male Jews, they are the beneficiaries of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So from the point of view of the general Shvach Ridoye, so Yetzias Mitzrayim is included. And now we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what is the purpose? What is the purpose of the specific Shvach Ridoye of Halal?
So the Gemara says, the
משום שאיש בלי כל מלוא, מציאס מצרים, ומתחילת ימסו, ומתחילתו, ומתחילת סמייסים, לפחד משום משיח. זאת אומרת, טוב, טוב דו קשבא, אל עגות הוא, ופרסטי פרק שלא משיח. אין, ויזאבי, ישראל, סוד מילא, אין די ג'נרל משיח. So, מציאס מצרים, איזו צלמים דיבו פער, אום דה חסדים. We go out and then we have a chesed. So, but,
when we say halagolo, so then we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim as an item of chesed, like any other item of chesed. Mashenimke, halamitzri is expressive not only of the ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's expressive of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was the foundation for everything else.
Because if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, there wouldn't be Kriyas Yamsuf.
If not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, there wouldn't be a Machzor Torah. And if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, there wouldn't be Yivet HaMashiach.
And if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, there wouldn't be Kriyas HaMesim. I mean, the whole eschatology, the Yanus, it emanates from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So in Meire, too, the Tala Godel mentions makes reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim.
But Tala Godel, essentially, is expressive of general Shvach Midoy,
for the general Hasodim, Mimele, for us Jews. So of course, when we give in to Shvach Midoy, that of Ishbolcho, for the Hasodim, so Mimele we have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim.
But when we make reference in how Hashem sees Yetzias Mitzrayim,
so Yetzias Mitzrayim is just an item of Hasodim. So there are many items. So there is one item of Panos, and there is one item of Prius Aguf. So there is an item of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Mashe King Haula Mitzri
is expressive of Shvach Vindoye for Yetzias Mitzrayim, not only Yetzias Mitzrayim as an item of Yeshua, but Yetzias Mitzrayim is the foundation of the whole eschatology. The foundation for Matan Torah and for Yimei HaMashiach and for Tchias HaMeisim and Eol HaBo and everything. So that requires a specific, a special Shvach Midoy.
Alright.
Tchias Mitzrayim, Yechsiv Yitzes Yisroel Mitzrayim. Tchias Yamsun, Yechsiv Ayom Bo Vayonetz. Matan Torah, Yechsiv Orim Bo Tuchel. Tchias HaMeisim, Yechsiv Esau Lefni Hashem. חבר'ה של משיח, תכסיב,
בואו לנו עד השם, בואו לנו. ביום הרבי יחדה, בואו לנו עד השם, בואו לנו. זו שבי מלכת.
היא כדאר, אומרת, גאי חנה, בואו לנו עד השם, בואו לנו, זה מלחמת גדולות. גם אנחנו אני צריך אמרנו שיש בניות מפושל של צפית
בגרים,
שנאמר, עוד לא עד השם, מה עוד עד השם?
חס ביום, so,
so now, all these ישועס of ניות מפושל של צפית בגרים,
beginning and
what does it mean? For example, Avraham Avinu
was
Migayer Anoshi.
Some of Migayer Anoshi.
Now, what happened to all these people?
Avraham says, well,
what people of the Moabites, Avraham Avinu converted.
Does
anyone know, any one of the descendants of these Avraham Avinu of the Moabites that Avraham Avinu converted?
No one knows, they got lost. Where did they go to get lost?
In the melting pot. The melting pot of the Yemen. So they got lost. So in other words,
but, because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the Knesset Yisrael did not get lost in the melting pot of the Yemen. So remember, this is
also due to Yetzias Mitzrayim.
So that's why it says, Mishayesh Dei,
Mirut Nefoshe Shal Tatikim Yemen.
Shenema Oda Hashem Ot Nafshi. Because there are thousands of human beings who under the influence of Avraham Avinu came to Haskam
Yashkino.
But they got lost. But Yisroel did not get lost.
Not get lost. So that is also due to the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Cheskino Amar, Mipne Sheyesh Beyevidosan Shal Tzadikim Yishkino Eish, by Yosam Yemen. You be dosam dichsini loyal na shem lom.
Omar Hanan. So Hanan said, we won't have Hashem, we won't. Kibishim Chotim Kovei, Tomam Mishor.
Al-Khazar Al-Mikhef Omar Azar.
Omar Hanan, Ma'akoni, Imam Kolo. That's your idosa. We said, Mishor. Al-Yosom Mikhef Shirei. We've seen how is Hashem Kovei. Omar Hanan,
שעפקו כלום עם עומר מישוי, תגובר על ילחז לי עומר עזר, ומס על שם לאילו, חלו כיו הומו כלו.
ויש, אין לי,
ומס על שם לאילו, מתאפיר.
שור שהיטר אומר לי כמו שעזר, בוא מבינו,
סרטיב של האיש, עומר תאפיר כי הקדיבו.
ובאי משלם, אין לי בעצרים ועצר את הסתדת ליפים של האיש. עומר להקדיש, בואו, אני יוחיד בלרומי, והוא יוחיד בלרומי. נוי אל יוחיד, So Omar and Gabriel wanted to be the Shliach
in the Atzome
of a form of Inu. So Omar Tiske Vitatzio Shlishom Mipimot.
Shlishom Lev. Dorash. תקשיב את התחנן למישור ועזר.
דור השתקשיב השולי, מישור שהיפיר לך נצר הראש, חנן למישור ועזר.
וזה טיפ של האיש. Now, I mean, what is the carbonic?
I mean, Morris says,
the Gabriel
wanted to know to be master.
So the British also said, no,
I mean, I'm not the one day, no, you're the one day, you're
So then, Gabriel was the messenger of the king. I mean, of course,
Avraham Avinu was saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
And Hanan Mishol Vazarye
was saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean?
But Hanan Mishol Vazarye, so Gabriel
was the one who did that, so and
Avraham Avinu was the replay of the Kaviyos of the Kaviyos of the
What do you mean? I think, you know, Gabriel is the Malach who is the Shliach
of Gvul Eskev. I think that's what Gabriel means.
Gvul Eskev.
So in other words,
when Hanani Mishoyu Bazaari showed that courage, I mean, of allowing themselves to be thrown into the fiery furnace. So of course, it was also,
I mean, an unusual act. I mean, so that's why a person, human being, should show so much self-negating sacrifice as to allow himself to be thrown into the fiery furnace, but not to kneel down to the ice. But by the time of Hanani Mishoyu Bazaari, so there was already a hope that his oil,
I mean, who was dedicated to Akhodesh Boku,
and Hanani Mishoyu Bazaari were brought up as a Yavishen. It wasn't so unnatural for Hanani Mishoyu Bazaari to show that this is a special. But Avraham Avinu was a special. When he was in Yochi Ve'ilam, a whole world, all of mankind,
were in the Amazon.
Everybody was affected. And that Avraham Avinu was the only one who was making a failure. And still, he had the courage to defy everybody. In the time of Hanani Mishoyu Bazaari, they walked alone. There was a whole that the destroyer was in Sanhedrin. And with multitudes of Jews who are ready to make the left himself. And he himself was raised that way. So it wasn't unnatural. But Avraham Avinu, it was so unnatural. I mean, it was contrary to all of nature. I mean, one man in a big world defies everybody, and he allows himself to be thrown into the fiery furnace. So that means, as I said in the numerous letters in Rome, that when something operates through the laws of nature, we need the framework of nature, so that's called our demand. But when something does not operate, when that book operates directly, not in the medium of laws of nature,
when it is contrary to all laws of nature, when it doesn't operate
to within the framework of nature,
that's the direct, not indirectly,
through the medium
of something,
through the medium of the mouth.
So in other words, the Hatome
of the Ness of the,
because it's like the Ness. The Ness is Avraham Avinu, and Chacham Yisrael Gadali did not only consist in the fact that Avraham Avinu and Chacham Yisrael Gadali was there. The fact that Avraham Avinu was able to show that courage, that he was bigger than the fact that he was able. I mean, for Avraham Avinu, who was one man in the whole world who recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for him to defy the whole world, so that was his bigness, to the fact that he wasn't harmed by the fire of the Egyptian age. So, and that was done not through the medium of nature.
The
flaws that were manifested by the courage of Hanani Mishol Gazariah, that was also a wonderful act. But that could be explained by laws of nature, because there was already a Knesset Yisrael. There were already, and they were trained to be in the Hashem. So that was done with the Malach Avriah. That were so courage and self-negating, the spirit of self-negating sacrifice was instilled into the heart of Hanani Mishol Gazariah by the parents. But Avraham Avinu, who instilled the courage, that Ahavat Hashem, not Hera. So that word, that was done directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, not through the medium of Mabon,
not through the medium of Gabriel. All right. Dorah Shabtina Shalim. Bishoro Shemikun Chatet HaRosh.
Hanani Mishol Gazariah is a Kishnari. Oma Tiruk Mesarabot. Iki HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Oma Mekonok Mibay Mishalim.
Anyway, והצמן יש הקיפשון, ויעקו את הלכים הלום ומתקשנאים. אומר את אבריאל, אין בורות מישהו אתם לתבור, ולעבור את
תובן דירוק מטרקות.
The
dreams of Halo, what did he try to do? He proposed, before I could have spoken to, that to pull off the kitchen range, so the one behalf.
So the melee, and I'm sure about that way, when I be harmed, it will be called further.
So,
only Gabriel, and for us is like a smoke of the cat. She had us our robot,
the hack of the Indian, Shabbat in the hack of the village.
So, I mean, South of the East, in the back of the room, the dream, the idea in the hood,
the S, many different ways.
Oh, my God, we go, okay. This is your, what's that, Gabriel? Yoma, the Emes HaGeshem Merenu. Emes HaGeshem Merenu. Now, what's the meaning? I mean, of course, it cannot be explained with you. Now, the Hook may start a ball. So what does it mean?
He is
the star. He's symbolic of the waves of water.
Water.
Water is the symbol of cooling off.
In other words,
we have the Hook may start a ball today, unfortunately. Has many yoshi, many maladies, walking, and do the sarakot. In other words, when we see, let's say, when the American Jewish Congress, or the World Jewish Congress, or the American Jewish Committee, or many other rabbis, when they take cognizance of the anti-Semitism,
between
Jews and non-Jews. So how do they try to sound
the problems of the Kaiser.
How do they try to solve it? By cooling off.
In other words,
there is a fire burning.
Because of the fundamental difference that exists
between oil and material, there
is a wall separating that.
Oil and Jews are so different than those sailors.
And that leads to hatred and prejudice.
So they want
to put an end to this prejudice and to this hatred against Jews. Minister Dalazar says, the Federation allocates peanuts for
modern Shives. Not modern Shives.
Peanuts is not allocated. But modern Shives.
So get peanuts.
But the bulk of the money goes
for other purposes.
For counteracting anti-Semitism, millions of dollars is spent. And how is it done? By giving the bulk of the money, for non-Jews instead of for Jews, and by abolishing kashrus in hospitals that are subsidized by the Federation. Why? What's the purpose? It's not that they are lies.
No. Today, look, there are no Jews who are lies.
There are no Jews who are here to go yet. Today, there are no Jews who are lies. But they have a purpose. They want to establish harmony between Jews and non-Jews. And if, let's say, you'll abolish kashrus in the hospital, so then there won't be any health bill in these oil roommates.
So that will become useful in their imagination to love and follow.
So this was the timing of Yehuda Sahabot. He says, you see that there is so much hatred, there is such a fire flaring against the Jews. Why?
Because they are different.
In every way. So it's necessary in order to preserve Jewry, in order to solve the problems of anti-Semitism, it is necessary to cool off the fire, to pour water, to dilute the stringency of Yadus. Yadus is too stringent. You can eat together with going, you can drink together with going. So the way to solve the problems of anti-Semitism is to pour water upon the fire of anti-Semitism. So by pouring water, by making compromises,
so by diluting
the Yadus,
so then
we'll be able to establish harmony. Then
the fire of anti-Semitism will be extinguished.
So Gabriel said, Gabriel is the symbolic of the pure, the pure tale of the courage and the strength of Yahweh. We will not preserve Jewry by pouring water upon the fire of anti-Semitism. But there is only one way of fighting anti-Semitism. You can fight the fire of anti-Semitism by the fire of God. שמיים הם ראש של הקודש ברוך וכך, שאף הסבור, ואנחנו נהיה עם שמיים וחד נסעים. אבל אני קצר של איש, אם היא בהכר המלכתים, זו, והגדיח לי בחוץ. By the fire of God, can put an end to the fire of the fight of the fire. The SNS is a mess. All that could be all for me, the East is sure, what my God will do, but then it's a shame. In other words, the way to preserve MS is by acting out at it. You cannot preserve evidence, you cannot preserve the argument by voting the Shekhar. This is the method, that is used by many rabbis in order to attract people to the synagogue. So how do you have to do it? So you have to reform the synagogue. But you cannot attract Jews to the synagogue by reforming the synagogue. The evidence of the the way to preserve evidence is by dedicating ourselves to it. אז לא שלא אומר, ואיזה את השם ראינו, זאת של יעבור, של אבור, לא אומר אבור, ישראל הוא של אין תיעדו, נשתם אל המון הוי, וכמדור השקעה בבמות, מים, תכפי בים הוא על יער בים זה. ולמה אין תלו את זה בלתי מוזלו לי, אלה יער, ולמה אין שאינו ישראל ולגישו, that the Israelites came rebellious that moment. The humble when they saw, when they saw that the yam dried up in order to make them cross the yam. So they said, Shame Shon when they were done that moment. Cast the meat for you, for you to die. Omer Yaakov is called for the Tarsha Yam, later from the Yakov. And when the mission is put out to the Yakov, Omer is one of them. So the Tarsha Yam said, the same shall be done. Nun mi shebe che nit mit abo man no de rinde am de nit mit no da loe di kol de tas nam dort de nit de pali sta de nit so u do meni di gut fort of food for the fish for the fish am de a nitrogen cycle that's also one of the laws of nature so under the nitrogen cycle so everything comes back. Everything comes back to its own. So the male head, so the body, so of human beings, unfortunately, after the death, so it becomes the source of food for worms, except those who are mean, who are emotional epiphany. But what they so that part and parcel becomes a part and parcel of the nitrogen cycle. But the bodies of human beings do not become the source of food for the fish. But where that bodily part of the human being becomes found, so then the body of the human being becomes the source of food for the fish in the yam. So here, the Tarsha Yam saw so many bodies here. You will have no problem, no problem with food for the fish. It will be able to serve as the source of food for the fish for a long time. And now I could be going to say raising some Yahosha. So that was considered as a great economic loss for the South of Yam. Omale, one of the nation of whom you share it to me, I don't know the name of the name. Omale, I could go to say, as in the court, after the message. In other words, you will get more than the equivalent of this. Omale, the nation of Yay Shevet to me, Rabbi. Omale, not how he shaved, Yay Yom. To be sure, the Yakov is in the Yakov. So the Tarsh of Yam put them into the Yakov, who voted the oil of always from. Shenem of Yam is going to try to put the Yom. My Yakov is so. Will the Tarsh be changed to his back and forth? Will the peace fall be so the soldiers of the peace fall and for how many? Chami, the name of Bakar Bala, the Osalai, Zakr the Bala. So this law takes it to the Israelites with iron steps. So, who is that going to go? How is it? How is it? So, the sun came out from the orbit. The sea of Shemayim, you have a great coming. He did the Chisek of Shemayim Alaye. So, Agadirin, how is that going to be part of it? So, the iron steps with which they wanted to hit, the Israelites became very heated. The heated, so they couldn't use them, they couldn't even touch, down them. So, the heated were cooling, the Mitzchemarsh in that kitchen. So, the Sisko soldiers decided to cool off, to go down into Nahal Kishen, to refresh themselves and to cool off. The iron steps, Omar, so they all went down into the Nachal Tishay. Omar, we go to the Nachal Tishay, Leich, the Ashrein, El Rincho. Miyad, go from Nachal Tishay. Vishmi Omiyad, Shedema, Nachal Tishay, Omar. So the Nachal Tishay kept them into the Yad. So, come on, hold it, Omiyad. If you go from Nachal Dumi, my Nachal Dumi, Nachal Shenasa only became so crazy short, in other words. So the guarantee that was made at the time of Sriyat Yamsu was fulfilled at the time of Sisma. Crazy short, so then the fish in the yam was a new source of food. So crazy short, Poschul Nogim Shoyam, the Yomru, the Emesat Shemre, in other words, what Mori is trying to point out is that even though the Dmitri were drowned in the arm and the soldiers of Sitfall were drowned, still the soldiers of Sitfall were punished more severely than Dmitri, because Dmitri came before and the arms put them out. They did not become incorporated into the organisms of the fishes of the arms. So Dashkocha did not allow Dmitri to become incorporated into the organisms of the fish. And for the soldiers of Sitfall, so they were not even there to come before. They got lost in the arms. So why is it so? Because now Timore will point out soon that the Dmitri, in spite of all the cruelty that they meted out against the Israelites, so I did not even know that was true. So they had certain marriage, because the Jews were able to stay in the land for a number of years. So that was to try and serve as Nachmanye for the Jews. So he had to go to the Kahir. So because of that marriage, that proof that Egypt served as Nachmanye for the Israelites for many years, so they were taken to come with war. Mashiach came, the same in Israel, Israel, they had no Tzvosim. They had no Tzvosim. So they were not even there to come before. In other words, that means that there is a Cheshit. There is a reason for everything. They have a Tzvosim. But now, what's the finish on the Akeret Abayit? That God made the Akeret, the woman who is barren, to dwell into the house as a mother of children, as a happy mother of children. That's mother of children. That's the finish on So Shimuloki says to certain ground. By the city, we should be Akeret Abayit. All of this is oil, the Akeret Abayit, the name is Elohim. So Muni Bonecho, Jehovah so Adol Vikrevoy, your children make me like a weasel that dwells in the foundations, in the roots of the house. Now let's see what our son says. All of this is oil, as any Vashim Jebel, all who are Shemin of Shim Koka, in Mashma, in Abon, Shoreen Zeneket of Abon, Jesu, Akeret Abayit. So Budi Bonecho, the apostolic God, Jehovah Zeneket, Hadoro Vitrevon, by Akeret Abayit. Now the Mashal raises the question, so according to the Rasha of Chitin of Abayit, so Shiva Akeret Abayit is not a Shvach, that we deny. In other words, the weakness is destroyed, completely the fact of Shvach, that the sinners, the Haiti, among the Jews, so they made Israel into a junto who has to be pushed into the recesses, into the utmost recesses of the house, like a junto and whistle. You can even see it. I mean, he has to hide in the recesses of the house. So because of the sins of the delinquent Jews, so Israel became like a junto. Which is expressive of praise rather than time. That's the Pashot Kash. Pashot Kash. Now, I think that the Pshat here is very simple. And the reason is why the Pashot was rather is because the Pashot did not live in these days. So it could not visualize certain developments that are living in place now. Now, today, so there are many so-called enlightened Jews and Jewesses, modern men and modern women, who charge Yahadus with a negative attitude towards the woman. I mean, you hear that, and there is a certain modern rabbi in California, she's originally she is from Chicago. So this mother learns, so she attacked the Patao, the Taudu, and all the Shemi, and expresses his own sorrow for the attitude of contempt that his own sorrow that Arthur Julius has had throughout ages possible. And the Raya is so notorious, the synagogue, I mean other things, and the Broche of the Shalom Nisho, Shalom Yatene, and the fact that women are brought there from the Shalom Manchome, and because of that, so this mother relative, so openly put out fuel in the palace, at the service, at the convention that was held in New York. I mean, the mother of Radice, and she is the caliber. I won't mention her name, but if anybody knows her, but if somebody doesn't know, I won't mention her. Anyway, so their timing is that the woman in Adlak Judaism is relative to the businesses of the house, the kitchen. I mean, that Adlak Judaism is ashamed of her. She's treated by the maid. She will not participate in the political life, in the social life, in the economic life, and the woman, the Jewish woman has to deliver it. So this is, but of course, this is the falsification of Yahus. Not, the woman does not enjoy a higher status in any society as the woman in Yahus does. So this is what the woman is. Mein ich sie, wo ich hier der Herr ist dabei, um auf das ist es heute nach dem Vorhof, so dass ich den Haskin über Haschikische bin. Those who understand the philosophy of Yahus, those who understand the purpose of the Ritze, those who realize that the reason why there has to be in the Ritze in the Zagnesis is not because the woman is considered superior, but actually because she's considered superior and because in the presence of women, so men are spiritually inhibited. So those, the skinny Mashuvim who understand the essence of Yahus and the true role of the woman in Yahus, all who are they complain against some of the so-called modern Jews and Jewesses. So he says, Kimashvaim Abun, Shoim Tekes, Hashem Tekes Abun, Zitabim Akerfait, so muni bonechom de prakos on the gomus, ki chom vizu, I mean, Yadus places the woman on the pedestal. I mean, eilo hi di bein yeredes, di bohe de tzulet. So that were, so that were, this is a law, I mean, it's not just, this is a legal law, it's not a moral law. In other words, that if the man is from a poor background, and he marries a girl who is from an affluent background, so he's the hui of the commandant, with all the luxuries to which he was accustomed in her father's home. That was, if her father was a millionaire, and he is a poor fellow, so he's required to do his utmost in order to accommodate his wife with all the luxuries to which he was accustomed in her father's home. Anyway, suppose that he is a rich fellow, and she is a poor girl, and she lives in her father's house in poverty and misery, so he cannot say to her, well, your father's home, you didn't get safe, you didn't get the right clothes, why should I provide you? So now look at me, Evo ime veyeres. So Imore, Ixube, deduces it from the body that is mentioned to Yad Chavo. He, Chavo, why is not of call? The first woman, Chavo, ain't go hoy. So the Chaim is not, he loy the patience. So she has to be alienated, vainly erratic. So there is no law in any civilized country where the woman has as many rights as the woman enjoys in our. Unfortunately, Dawahe cannot be enforced, but if Dawahe could be enforced, so the lot of the Jewish woman would be better than the lot of any other woman in the world. So the statement of Jewish man said, so whenever the truth is that the woman in Judaism is placed on the pedestal, and still some Jews consider the woman in Yadus as being inferior, as if she inhabited only the recesses of the house, like a widow who is waiting to show herself before everyone. But of course, this is a complication. So in Avonis Meicho, the role of the woman in Yadus is to be a mother of children, the mother of the generation, of the new generation. So the expression of a student in Yehuda is also expressive of Shvach of the Jewish woman, rather than of man. Now I mentioned, I think several times, in the name of the Chaim, and I saw it, it's not in the Hedushir of the Chaim, in the regular Hedushir of the Chaim, that was written by the Chaim himself, but I saw it written this way, and he said, there, especially this way, that the Chaim explained, this is more, how is Hashem the first? How is Hashem Kogoyim Shafu Kolumi? That God is the Chazal, so how is Hashem Kogoyim? That's Israel. Shaku Kolumi. That's what we say. So the Israel, they can be the noise that involved for the Israelite, because they were involved. So they had to give in to the gratitude that involved. But she is not say, oh, they could only be schwach. But now they do. And the Chaim is alleged to say it as Pshat in this Gemara. But now, from this Gemara, it doesn't say that. Now, here we say, so that was the question of Chaim's Pshat. In this point, how is Hashem Kogoyim? Shaku Kolumi. So how is Hashem Kogoyim as reference to Israel? Shaku Kolumi as reference to the Zeno. But from this Gemara, it doesn't feel like that. How is Hashem Kogoyim? We say, oh, my God, I'm tired. So it appears from this Gemara, that is what Chaim says. That Goyim does not have reference to Jews, even though Jews could also be designated by the term Goyim. Goyim yet in the Mecca, so that has reference to Jews. But from this Gemara it appears that the expression who called Goyim in this chapter has reference to the Zeno, not to Jews. Who the Zeno might have been tied, Hokka, how is Hashem called Goyim? And who is the employee of God if I die? Coach one would go on the hand. Now, there are two Yosoris here in this Gemara. Now let's see, the Gilse of the Rashi and the Gilse of the Rashba. Now the Masho was pointed out that Rashi apparently had a different Gilse. Now let's first see how the Rashbam. The Rashbam had our Gilse. How is Hashem Kogoyim was in the Mara Tzitai? Horekom. How is Hashem Kogoyim at Kuris before he's on the Badai? Badai. Coach Kwon, we go over the Chaz. So how is it Mashma? How is it Mashma? That the Kogoyim has reference to Goyim, to Gentiles, not to Jews. At Kuris before he's on the Badai. Now you ask, what kind of chesed is it to the Jews? Is it the chesed to the Jews? Not to the Zeyom, but the other chesedim that overtook the Zeyom as well. So in many ways, how is Hashem Kogoyim? The Zeyom are also expected to defend, to gratify that people for the chesedim that overtook them. They also had chesedim from another people. So Rashi said, Rashbam said, ובמילים אומר על איתיו משפוחי, משמדורים וכל אחד או הלום משפוחי. אז הוא נספוי את החתינו, שאו סובעים, that means the whole world, all of them. זה הוא מסיים אומר דבר, בכל שמונו, אז הוא אומר, every human being, you or not you, is expected to be grateful that he spoke for all the חסודים that they get, for being provided with פרנסה, with life, with health, with wealth, with happiness. So how was I shared Kogoyim at who is the point that even by a diet, who is doing the same? The Hadim and Shoros of Eivon, the coach won, the governor of the Hadday, they said the Kogoyim of Roshi. So in other words, so according to the Rashbam, he'll say, Mr. Morgan is not changing the way of high next question. So what the Pshat in the Posse, according to Rashbam's hearsay, so according to Rashbam's hearsay, the Pshat in the Posse is in line with what I said. There are two kinds of Shvat in the world. Our mystery is the specific Shvat in the world that revolves around the Israel. Now, that's peculiar to Israel. I mean, there's no application to God. But, how I go to and other Sukkim are expressive of the general Shvat in the world. That the coming torment from the middle of this passage does not deal with the specific Shvat in the world. That is peculiar to Israel, but it deals, according to Rashbam, it deals with the general Shvat in the world. That is coming torment. So how is Alishenko going mean? All men, Gentiles. So they too have to give in to the refuge of the Shmolko for the general Hasan that overtook them. Koshnonu, but we have a double duty in common. First of all, we are part and parcel of mankind, and as part and parcel of mankind, we are also beneficiaries of the general chassodim that Almighty God bestows upon the whole world and upon all of mankind. And then there is a specific chesed that was conferred upon Israel, that the chesed of Israel desires with all its unfoldings. So Kol Shimonu. So Hallelujah as Hashem Kogoy, Akhuni the Pleasure of the Ayah, as gratitude for the general chassodim. Kol Shimonu. We are obligated in a double way to give in to our gratitude for the general chassadim, of which we share as beneficiaries together with other men, and also the specific chassadim that emanates from the episode of the Yisrael. But the time is not in the process, which is the duty that we need. So could be one with Rashi. Now, Rashi says, what are the answers? Chassodim, they are even Bahad, but the old is Bahad, some of that time. But let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, who is saying the man of the time? We should go with Chassi or go with Shuche. And who is in the coil? The Chassi to show us only. So the Mashiach says, that means that the Hirsch according to Rashi is not the old Bahad, but the old Bahad. Not Bahad. So that is the why we say the guilt is this day. Don't be bad day. But Rashi says, the chassid is your soul. So that word, the guilt of Rashi was not the after bad day, but after bad day. For example, how is that shit going? And who makes it this morning? The old is bad day. Oh no, the go by only no chassid. So anyway, so according to Rashi's guilt, we have to explain it the way that time does. In other words, and even though, the time says, how the Hashem Kogoyim has left us in Israel, so the Pshat in this power that we find many times in Chazal will mention it topic, so there will be certain parts of it. There will be certain parts. So here too, when the Torah says, how was Hashem Kogoyim in Israel, will the evil, so the more does it seem, how was that again? Kongoyim, just Kongoyim. You want to be, you want it, just like when, just when you broke the pocket and you say, and say your hula, or you broke the certain parallel and you say your hula, and so on, exactly. So, here when the more says, my dream, how was that again, Kongoyim? But you want to be in the second. In other words, be hula. How was that again, Kongoyim? Shaku, Kongoyim, you go over the house. So in this party, do the thing of a mention. Where are the thing of a mention? Not in the beginning of the party. They are mentioned in the middle of the party. In Shakur Kalumi. So, the thing of a mention. Why are the thing of a mention? Where are the thing of a mention? In the middle of the party. In the expression Shakur Kalumi. Shakur Kalumi. So the thing of a mention. Hohekoma. How is that shared? Kogoy, at who is this boy, the only, the hours of Kogoy, Shatku Kalumi. So it means, we have to keep the joy. Shvachen, Shatku Kalumi. So do we say, Lord, have been so smart. Not the joy. As soon as we were in the father, Coaster, so they have to keep your slack. So if the quality of the meat won't bother the problem, there's a third derrick of Chazal, not to quote the whole point, that you fight over. So, how does Hashem call go in? Shakun Kaluni. As soon as you deploy it, that will be battle. That's why Shakun Kaluni. Coach Mordu. So you go out in Hase, so you tell them how do we express it, of Doi and Adjo Kosha. All right. Very important, again, a person of the world. I see them in Israel, that's what we do with the Moshiach, and it's all going to be the Kadu Mehen. Almost like a spoke of the Moshiach, Kabir Mehen, Aksan Yosei, what I'm saying, right? The Yadzi or Zohu Hashmanu, in Israel. So the word, that the Shmuch, of Israel to deliver a gift to Israel, and Israel is expected to receive the gift. Why? Because despite of all the riches that was given out by the Egyptians, but they still had this host, because Egypt served as an assignment for the Jews. Not so much now here last one, the Mahalom should start to the path. And initially the start, to the cruise.
In other words, they have no regard for human dignity.
do the sailor. I mean, they engage in war and they slaughter human beings like cats. And human beings are like pet cats, like cats, ownerless cats, that has no, that can be trampled upon. Misrape is the Zikem, Chepesh in Yod, Yah, the Kabul Woman, the Nisir Atemai.
In other words, they accept the money
as right. In other words, they accept the money of the Jewish rabbis in order to help Jews, but then they don't do the wishes of the donor. They see how the Kabul Woman, the Nisir Atemai. Ich weiß, wenn er macht ihn in die Säule, als er sich um die Schere hat, sind die Kabeln, wenn die kein in die Brehe. Ich kann, Peter Ami, kriege ich ja Otto. Na, ich kriege es, den Mien wo. Kriege ich kann have the meaning as meaning of proximity, closeness, and it also means war. So, Peter Ami, kriege ich ja Otto. Nie gorelem mit die Säule, sind die Spazro. What about the scattering of the Jews throughout the world? Because the Umisailor were bent upon war. So the Malay Jews many times had to emigrate from one country. Why? Because they couldn't stay there on account of the belligerency of that country. Another thing that was sent by Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yehudi, in the name of Rabbi Yehudi. Voitala, Gimu Meir Vishishim Vechamishos Vokim, Vichagodu Shalvenim. In other words, 365 markets in the Vichagodu Shalvenim. Vichol Echot Vechot Hoyoboy. Now, some of the Mephoshim say, I mean, that the number Shleishim, the Shishim Lechamisho is Lav Dafke. But it means, in other words, there are enough markets and enough palaces, you know, to accommodate all of mankind. But how much, I mean, there is such a great potential, I mean, in the resources of the nation, there is such a great potential that just one floor of the palace of the Umisailor, so is used up to help people. And the others are not even taking advantage of all the other resources. So what is wasted? The bulk of the potential is not actualized. It's wasted. So the Homayro Umayro, just one floor, for your point it was in a scholar of God. Malthus, there was one economist, so he propounded the theory that in order to be able, you know, to support men, so people must, the leaders of nations must from time to time start the war in order to reduce the population of mankind. Otherwise, so they'll vote one against another. Of course, it was a nonsense. In his day, it was nonsense. I mean, before the technological progress, it was nonsense. And certainly today, I mean, so with the technological progress, so the nations of the world are able to provide food and sustenance, not only for the present population, but for many, many more. So this is what the Gemara says. In other words, this Gemara defines and rejects the Malthusian theory. In other words, that there isn't enough potentiality.
There isn't the enough of the potential, the material resources of the world to maintain the population of the world. On the contrary, Homero, you see,
grain does not mean that the whole. Rome means the whole. Rome is the symbol
for the nations of the world.
Because at one time, Rome dominated the world.
So, in other words, just in one flaw, just one fraction of the material resources is capable of maintaining
the sustaining the population of the world the way they sustain them.
Of course, there is a lot of poverty. Why is there a lot of poverty? Because
the leaders of the nations do not take advantage of the potential of the material resources that are at their disposal. They only utilize one flaw of the storehouses. I mean of the potential of the material resources.
They only take advantage of one mile,
of one floor of the storehouses.
So that's why there is so much poverty. But the leaders of the nations
have taken advantage of all the malice, of all the
potential of the material resources, then there wouldn't be any poverty.
There is poverty, there is unemployment, because only one mile
is used to maintain mankind.
Omar Epsilon the Rebbe, the Amrelo, the Bishmoy Barab Yenisi the Rebbe, Hamed,
Limam. So in other words, just one flow is used up, and the other flows that serve the storehouses for the potential of the material resources
in the world,
so I'm not taking advantage of. So for whom is it stored? What will be for all the rest
of the material resources? Does it mean that it will always be wasted?
So he says,
Hadley man, sloth will have a talk, will have
Hadley talk. Hadley talk will have a talk. In other words, nothing is wasted. True, in one generation,
there is so much affluence, so much wealth, so much money that is not being used
for the benefit of mankind. But ultimately, the Hashkoche has its chesedinet.
Ultimately, they will be used.
We don't know when, but ultimately, it's waiting
to be used for the Odom Asholi.
Lo u'chavrecho u'chavrecho.
But it will not be wasted. It is wasted in certain generations. But everything will ultimately be used for the benefit of mankind. Shenema,
and this is in line with the Rambam's
explanation with the Hadome to the Pirsha Mishneh
of the Maim Chazal, in the Hakodesh Baruch Hu, that was our family show Aloha Bilbat. So the Rambam explains that what it means,
in the Hakodesh Baruch Hu, that was our family show Aloha Bilbat.
So he mentions in Moshe, there was once a king who had many palaces, many vineyards, many fields, the orchards, very affluent, and he was very corrupt, and he led a very licentious life. And everyone raised questions against the Hashgoche.
Why does the Hashgoche accommodate such a corrupt, wicked,
licentious king with so much wealth? It doesn't seem right.
I mean that such a corrupt king
should control so much of the means, of the economic means. And while the other people who are strong, so people kept on raising their child against the Hashgoche.
But one day, another Masholeh, this is the Masholeh that the Rambam mentioned, in explaining to our brother, Imrach, who is born for the Ram Shalach of the Lord. So one day,
a certain old Masholeh, who
possessed Shlemus by his familiars,
and Shlemus by his Avichyim, I mean all the
intellectual virtues and ethical virtues. Now he was going on a journey, and he got lost in the journey. He was trying to explore the world, but he got lost, and he didn't
then he was away from civilization.
He didn't have any food, he didn't have any water, and he was knocked out, and he thought that he was dying out of hunger and of thirst. And he was very desperate. So then, from far, he noticed the villa, the little villa. So he walked in that direction, and then he entered the villa, and then there were the beautiful vines,